All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Well, welcome to episode 39 of American Vindicta. We have a lot of news to talk about. Now, typically with the way I like to do these podcasts is I like to break the week down by topics, but I feel like today is a good day just to revert back to what our dear friends in mainstream media are trying to tell us. And I have some interesting headlines. I'd just like to read a little bit, give you a little bit of my two cents on it. So going over to Fox News, the bombshell email exchange reveals how Biden administration pushed to call American parents domestic terrorists. Is it not interesting that we live in a time when our American government calls its own American citizens terrorists if you do not agree with the agendas? You know, if the agenda for the American government was to uphold laws, was to honor the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, was to hold truth to the sanctity of life, if the American government was about abolishing tyranny or any form of socialism or communism, if the American government was truthfully fighting evil as they claim to be, then I would say anyone who resists that would be, on the spotlight of the government, because anyone who resists the Constitution, resists the Ten Commandments, who resists the Declaration of Independence or outright wants to abolish it, who wants to break all of your very sacred amendments that are within the Bill of Rights, I would say anyone who is for any of that is obviously worth questioning, especially publicly, especially when it's our own public leaders, our own political leaders, or military leaders. So let's move on to another article. Right now in Congress, we have another battle of wits between Senator Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci, everybody's favorite doctor of death. And right now, we have Rand Paul, who is grilling Dr. Fauci, saying that he is the architect of everything that is happening right now. To some extent, or to a very large extent, I would say that's fairly accurate. Project Veritas has now released a document that is, let me pull this up for you, that is quite troubling, coming from the Pentagon, former Marine Corps major, and DARPA. Now, what this document is claiming is that it's more or less confirming everything that Dr. Fauci or that the left has done with COVID-19, that all the Republicans or all the patriot movements within America have been saying for well over a year now that this was a plandemic. Fauci knew what he was doing with gain-of-function research, even though it was against DARPA's protocols, and that Fauci sought to secretly develop this and wanted to release it within the caves that a lot of these bats are living in China, to see what the virus would do. Now, if that does not disturb you, if that does not worry you, well, then what should worry you is that the government knew about it. At some point, the government knew about it. Someone gave him the ability to do this. And not only did they give Fauci the ability to do this, Fauci also lied under oath in front of Congress about his gain of research or gain of function research. and about the potential mishandlings of the virus. Now, we have all felt the wrath of Dr. Fauci through the lockdowns, and now we have multiple countries that are, you know, vaccinating their populace 3 to 4 times. I think the last time I checked is to have at least 6 vaccines a year. So I'm guessing that would include boosters as well. And I think that brings the number up to 8 shots a year for the next couple of decades is what Fauci was trying to get all of us to understand. And we know that there are plenty of vaccine deaths. We know that there have been plenty of vaccine injuries from these vaccines, even some of the doctors from Pfizer and even the doctor who helped create mRNA, who has been all over the internet. Even these doctors are saying, don't take the vaccine. There's something not right about it. There is obviously some sort of an insidious objective here when it comes to a government or governments around the world who are willing to lock down their population, who are willing to destroy their economy, even to the extent of firing many of the first responders, your medical staff, teachers. We have also the military their ranks are being disintegrated right now. And we still have a projected war to fight with Russia and with China if some sort of peace relations cannot be sought in Ukraine. I think a lot of what we see now is more or less just plans that are well rehearsed, well funded, well thought out. And for whatever reason, they're wanting to go forward with this now. And we as Christians need to stop and take a look at why is this so pertinent? Why are there so many, quote, Christian leaders within the community who are not speaking out against this? Who are not asking for more research, who are not coming against the government in protest, saying that this is against our rights as Christians or it's against religious freedoms? And why is there so much complicity amongst the Christian churches in America? Now, you know, once again, these are also some of the same Christian churches that really aren't protesting abortion. They're not protesting the LGBTQRS agenda. And I think, I'm going to be a little conspiratorial, I think what we're seeing right now is the ability to wither down the Constitution of every American to see how far we can be pushed, to what extent we will accept something that is not normal so that the next laid plans can come to fruition. I think it's interesting that a Swedish company has created a microchip now that will be implanted into your arm or somewhere under your flesh. And it will store your vaccine status. And I fail to understand why that is necessary. But I do see sinister implications within it. We Christians are very wary of anything that would be put on our skin. And we are very wary of anything that sounds relatively close to the mark of the beast. Now, I'm not going to say that microchips under the skin are the mark of the beast. There are plenty of other people who are saying that, but I'm also not going to disagree with it. I'm just going to give you my thoughts on it. Can a microchip under the skin be the next step to the mark of the beast? Absolutely. if you look at the way these microchips are going to be used, it will house whatever information is uploaded onto it. So, I mean, in many countries right now, you have people who are evading the vaccination protocols and are evading the vaccine passport. Well, a simple way to curtail all of that is to make it to where you cannot come into a store, you cannot go out to a restaurant or to the movies or involve yourself in public life at all if you do not then screen yourself by having a microchip on your arm or on your hand or in your forehead that has all of your status on you. So if I want to go to the grocery store because we're in a pandemic and I want to go stock up, I have to then screen my hand before I go into the door, or access is then denied to me. For all that to take place, it's going to take much more than just a chip under the hand. It's going to take quite a bit more than just that, because there has to be a lot of compliance from many multiple different systems. You're going to have to get a compliance from all these big box stores, which I'm sure that won't be very hard. You're going to have compliance from law enforcement to then respond to these places when people are refused entry and then start to act out and create any type of public disturbance. And you're also going to see protests from this. You're going to see rioting from this. And currently, in many Western countries right now, especially like in France, vive la France, we have people that are protesting the COVID lockdowns, that are protesting the COVID passport, and that are letting their voices be heard. Now, America, where are our protests? Well, we have not yet faced the COVID passport yet. And I do say yet. We are currently one of the few world leaders that are not requiring a COVID passport. And I think that's because we are, well, we the government, I think the government is getting such a pushback that they dare not do it yet, but they're just waiting for the right time. And while we still have some senators and congressmen with backbones who are still helping us to oppose this, how much longer until their voices are no longer heard? We're going to get back to that right after we come back from this break.
The time for political correctness is in the rearview mirror. The fact is, the American dollar is on the verge of collapse. It's been abused mightily by those in power. Massive debt, massive inflation have left Americans with few options. Most think they have no choice but to ride it out with their money in the bank. And sadly, they're going to awaken one day and all that money is going to be gone. Do you have an option? The answer is yes. Precious metals. But knowing to go into precious metals is not the same thing as knowing who to go into precious metals with. We have an answer for you. It's called Renaissance Precious Metals. It's owned and operated by the famed Steve Quayle, radio talk show host, world famous, and an expert in precious metals. Been doing the work for 34 years. So whether you're interested in gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, whatever your interest is, wherever you want to land in your escape pod, this is it. Renaissance Precious Metals can be reached at 406-586-4842. Call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4842. You can also visit them online at sqmetals.com. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wait. The collapse is underway. The time to act is now.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to American Vindicta. I'm your host, Doug Thornton. This is episode 39. We're talking about the news and what's going on for the week, and I would like to give you something that I discovered Sunday, but is not new. The only thing that's really new about this is that it's only recently really coming out. Now, me and Dave Hodges have a joint venture together that we call the Doug and Dave Intel Report, And that is typically every week hosted by Dave Hodges' The Common Sense Show. And this week, our radio show was actually taken to his TV show, the Common Sense TV show. So you can go to thecommonsenseshow.com and you can still watch what it was that we were discussing. And let's go over this real quick. Now, if you are not aware, in multiple other nations right now, you have COVID lockdown procedures to include internment camps, detainment camps, shield camps, FEMA camps, medical internment camps, COVID camps, whatever you want to call it. To me, they're concentration camps. And some of these other nations, and New Zealand is one of them, has allowed the medical doctors involved in these detainment camps to euthanize patients who appear to not progress well enough to survive the, quote, treatments that they're getting. So Dave has asked me numerous amounts of time offline in a lot of our conversations, who do you think would come to take people out of their homes and put them in these camps? And I said, well, you know, for starters, there has to be camps in America. Well, there are. There are at least three of them in Washington State right now. If you go to the Doug and Dave Intel report, you can hear all the stuff that we were talking about, and you actually see the documents where Dave has meticulously documented this. And these state documents have been around for a while that allows governors to detain their citizens based off of any type of pandemic. Now, I'm not too familiar if Texas has that or not. I'm going to have to look it up, but I know New York does, Washington does, and Arizona does. So it does exist in this country. It's just not well known of, and it just, you know, hasn't really been used too well. But look at what the governor of New York is now saying. She's saying that she's going to give herself power to detain anyone that appears sick. I don't know why these politicians think they have the power to do this, but I think these politicians are going to realize the error in their ways when people more than verbally protest. I think the first time we see one of these facilities really activated, fully staffed, and then start to get their, quote, patients to come in, we are going to see fire in the streets, and we will have bedlam in the streets, and it may be reminiscent to 2020, may actually end up getting much worse. I think Americans are at the point where we don't believe the BS anymore. We don't believe the politicians anymore. And we question many of the politicians, you know, who even sound just a little bit, I don't know, patriotic at times and then New World Order-ish at others. And I'm looking at you, Ted Cruz. I do still thank you for coming on Tucker Carlson and expounding upon why you said what you said on Tucker's show. But when you start labeling people from January 6th as, you know, terrorists, ugh, man, Ted, it makes me feel like you're not on the right side. And I just don't think I should let you down on this one just yet. I'm going to keep my eye on you. So let's go over this article. This article is from InfoWars. The state of Washington may amend a law to allow the forcible detainment of residents into COVID internment camps for defying state vaccine mandates. This is just crazy to read, man. The proposed revision to the COVID protocol under the Communicable and Certain Other Diseases Act, called WAC 246-100-040, outlines procedures for isolation or quarantine. The amendment would grant local health officers, at his other sole discretion, to issue an emergency detention order causing a person or group of persons to be immediately detained for purposes of isolation or quarantine. Additionally, the measures would allow law enforcement to assist public health officials in detaining residents who refused the COVID injection. WAC 246-100-040 states in the document that a local health officer may invoke the powers of police officers, sheriffs, constables, and all other officers and employees in any political subdivision within the jurisdiction of the health department to enforce immediately orders given to effectuate the purposes of this section in accordance with the provisions of some other state document that they have, RCW 43.20.030. So, who is going to stand by and allow themselves to be pulled out of their homes because the county health official, the state health official, because none of this is going to be federal anymore, Joe Biden is going to give these powers to the governors. Who is going to stand by as Dr. Doom comes door to door and says, take that one, and leave the infant? For CPS, of course, right? No one is going to do that. And if you are foolish enough to willfully walk into a COVID treatment center, a COVID camp, then you are foolish enough to stay there. Now, I don't think Americans are foolish. I think Americans are gullible. We cannot afford to be ignorant, stupid, or foolish in 2022, when history has shown us time and time again that our ignorance, our hubris, and our foolishness will get yourself killed. I don't believe this article as I read it. It is real, but I wonder what they mean when they say his other sole discretion. Is there going to be a COVID test done for it? If you are positive on the COVID test, does that mean you have to go? Will they go door to door and force the COVID test and then force whoever tests positive out of their homes? And how many neighbors are going to stand by and watch as law enforcement and your state government go door to door and do this to all of their residents, all their citizens? I just don't think that's going to bode well. I don't think that's going to go well for anybody. And you know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like it's going to give another excuse for Americans to fear their government, and then another excuse for law enforcement to fear its citizens. Because citizens will more than likely, there's going to be a few who are going to shoot at law enforcement or physically attack a state health official for trying to confiscate their person and then forcibly take them to any type of COVID camp. Now, if we end up going the route of the euthanasia route, like New Zealand, well, the COVID camp has now turned into a death camp. Very reminiscent of Nazi Germany, is it not? And speaking of Germany, there is a blackout in Berlin. The heating power plants in Berlin were offline recently. I'm not sure if they've come back on yet or not. But 370,000 households are reportedly without electricity and heating. Their hot water supply is also interrupted. So, once again, prepare wisely. It can happen to you any day. Don't be a fool. Prepare wisely. I'm not saying take a mortgage out against your house and buy everything the internet has to offer you. I'm just saying prepare wisely. Because I think we're going to have a civil war. I think everything that I'm reading to you now encourages distrust with the government and the citizenry, between the law enforcement and the citizenry, and between military officials and their government. We know that from Jade Helm 16, the government had planned on how to take down, quote, guerrilla chieftains during some sort of a civil conflict or a civil war, where we had disenfranchised veterans who were rebelling against their government. If there are disenfranchised veterans rebelling against their government, which actually goes into a form of a kinetic physical conflict, which is a, you know, a battle, a war, then America is at war with itself. If we have the citizenry attacking, revolting against its local municipalities or against its local law enforcement or state law enforcement or state officials, then we have civil conflict. And if it becomes out of control, well, during these extents of chaos, anything can happen, which is where you have that provocateur who, let's just say he's the firebug, who just loves to set the forest on fire, or the Antifa insurgents that are within your community, and they decide to go rampaging throughout because no one's paying attention to them now, and decide to start taking down parts of the power grid, or your water supply, or whatever safety feature you have within your area that you live in. Antifa, about 3 years ago, was confirmed saying that they were going to go through the countryside and set barns on fire. And they were going to look for large piles of hay to set on fire and destroy livestock. That, Congress, FBI, is terrorism. Not walking around in the Capitol. Which I am glad to see Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, at least question the FBI today and asking who some of the agent provocateurs are that were there for January 6th, because the FBI has been able to find almost everybody and prosecute damn near anyone involved, except for some of their informants. Here's a little segue into this whole vaccine experiments and all this other crap that I want to give you a little bit of history. Members of the media who lied and misled the German people were executed in Nuremberg, Germany. They were hung. Right along with medical doctors and nurses who participated in medical experiments using living people as guinea pigs. Now, am I saying that's what's happening in America right now? I'll leave that up for you to decide. But when you have shaken a people of a country to its core, you've divided their trust. When people form mobs, anything can happen. I have been in the middle of those mobs and those riots from my previous experience as federal law enforcement, and I can tell you that it can get quite crazy at times, and if need be that it gets bad enough, plenty of damage can happen, and sometimes law enforcement is too late, or law enforcement has too much of a chain wrapped around their neck to where they can't do their job efficiently and disperse a crowd. Now, imagine, if you will, if it was law enforcement or the military or National Guard who was protecting these health officials, who were protecting the state and local or federal health officials who are coming door to door and picking out who gets to go to the camps and who doesn't. Will any of that be guided by politics, I wonder? Well, do you think the people would not riot? Do you think the people would not protest? Do you think the people would not yell and scream and threaten any official on their doorstep to get off their property, get off their lawn, and get the hell out of their face? I would say yes. I would say that at least 80% of Americans would do that. I think 10% of America is gullible enough to allow the government without a warrant to come straight into their home and to take a look around and to test you and do whatever they want with you. I don't think the people listening to me right now are those people. But we have seen them in public. You have met one at one point in time in the last 2 years. Consider an American people pissed off enough that the economy has died, that the dollar has been devalued, which will hurt everyone, except for the billionaires, right? And now it's hard to buy groceries. Now jobs are starting to shut down again. We're already seeing right now from Costco and Sam's, some of these other really large factories and warehouses that hold food or make food, that there is a shortage of food. There's a shortage of water. And rest assured, there'll be a shortage of everything else. Now that, quote, Omicron is rampaging throughout America, but yet the government still does not hear the cry of the people. The government is still inflating their numbers with variants and with people who are dying or being sick from COVID or Omicron. Now, I believe it's in China, a woman has recently been diagnosed with both the flu and COVID, and a fear of a super bug is starting to creep its way throughout the world. It seems to me that the elite could not get America to destroy itself with race riots. They couldn't destroy us with party politics. The military is not wholly on their side. I would say law enforcement, first responders are not wholly on their side. That's why many are being forced out, like me. Many are being fired if they don't take the vaccine. And, you know, I mean, the more people you turn against you, the more that tinderbox of a civil war gets drier and drier, and it's just going to take one little spark. And America will be more than willing to fight itself. Now, mind you, if we do get into a civil war within the next 3 years, life is going to be different, but it's going to be a little bit of the same. Landscapes won't change, but your job might. Your taxes probably won't. Your bills probably won't. But America is vulnerable in many different ways. Our grid is obviously very vulnerable. The fields that we produce for food consumption is obviously very vulnerable. Cattle are very vulnerable. The slaughterhouses, there's only like eight that's in the United States that is a main producing cattle slaughterhouse. If those get shut down, we're going to be in a world of hurt. Gas is obviously going to be affected. And it's already projected that by July, gas prices are going to be close to $4.70 and may not come down under that $4 mark until October. Now, we already have people in this country who are suffering from losing their jobs or not being able to now retain a job or even go and get a new job because of COVID restrictions. And I would like to say that really depends on the state that you're in. In my area of Texas right now, I haven't noticed that. I know within the realms of the oil facilities and construction, I don't think that's really hitting us hard yet, but I do mean yet. We have to stop and take a look at this, America, that we are being set up for something. January 6th was the Reichstag fire of America. I wholeheartedly believe that the FBI and our government and whatever agency was involved helped to establish a narrative of domestic extremism, domestic terrorists, for plans and procedures and policies and an agency that was already created by Barack Obama, the Countering Violent Extremist Act. President Trump helped to push that through. I think he may have not really understood what he was doing when he did it. But we're being set up for something. And I think we all know what that something is. And many people are just afraid to say it. But, you know, when the mainstream media is talking about civil war left and right, and alternative news is bringing up civil war quite often, it makes me sit back and consider why now, why this government, why Joe Biden, and does it make sense to disarm America whenever we start to physically resist with our guns against local governments and state governments who would then cry foul because they don't want to be dragged off into the gulags, and then resist their federal agents, or excuse me, local state agents, who would then call in federal agents to assist and to back them up, which would then get us, you know, shooting at the same group of people, right? And I say we because we, the people, are the target. We're the threat to the government, but the government is also the threat to us. A lot has happened within the last couple of years to make us truly go this route. January 6th was a large portion of this. And if you remember 9/11, we all rallied together as Americans to defend America, to embrace patriotism and brotherly love. But we also willfully went into wars, 20 years worth of wars over 9/11. And there is still so much gray area that the government does not want to give us answers for. But it doesn't matter because the wars are done with. Whatever they had sought to do was done. And now that generation, like me, of war fighters are sitting back looking at this current administration calling people domestic extremists and labeling even people like yours truly as one. And I have to sit back and remember there were no weapons of mass destruction that we found in Iraq. There were other things, but there wasn't WNDs. One of the fake news stories of a young lady who was talking about babies whose heads were being smashed into the ground inside the hospitals by Saddam Hussein's men. All of these false flags, all of this propaganda, got America to agree together to go to war. That is not different, really, in any way, than all these false flags and propaganda about COVID and about masks, about the injections, about the camps, about the lockdowns, and the future generations of inoculations and the, you know, the dispersal between you and whoever else is around you. Dr. Fauci saying even during the holidays, you should be wearing a mask at your house. Well, I have a quick question. Are we done with the two mask, three mask thing that Dr. Fauci talked about last year? Is that nonsense over with? All of these things, I keep telling you this because I want to implant that seed in your mind. America, we are being led by the nose to revolt against our government. Our government will not cease what they're doing against the American people until we revolt against them. Who is pulling the strings? Now, they want to cry foul about January 6th and say that it was an insurrection. It was a overthrow of the American government and democracy, which I believe we, the politicians and we the people, are speaking about two different forms of democracy here. But listen to this little tidbit of truth, because we have all forgotten this. Suzanne Rosenberg and Linda Sue Evans, who are two left-wing activists, who on November 7th, 1983, placed a bomb in the U.S. Capitol that tore through the second floor of the Senate wing in an attempt to assassinate the Republican senators. On his last day in office, President Bill Clinton commuted their 58 and 40-year sentences, their prison sentences, at the request of New York Democratic Representative Jerry Nadler, the first domestic terrorist attack against our capital and, quote, democracy, was by the left-wing activists, not by the Trump supporters, on January 6, 2021. But the mainstream media won't tell you that, and the government won't tell you that, and it's convinced plenty of stupid, ignorant, gullible people in America that if you like the American flag, or if you think Orange Man is not bad, that you're a domestic terrorist. The Democrats also forgave them of this very crime that they committed. As far as I know, no one died, thankfully. But where are the historical facts for this? Where are the politicians who are not mentioning this? And why not? Why not bring history to America right now to remind we the people that there has always been an attack against our democracy, against our republic? However, the attackers are almost always the leftist, the Democrats, the elitist, the anarchist, the Satanist. To me, they all fall into the same line. If you are not for Jesus, then you are against Jesus. You cannot tell me that any of these people who claim to be Democrats right now are truly Christians. Now, I'm not going to say whether or not they're saved, but I will hold them accountable as the Bible tells us to. There is not a Christian amongst them. And these same people are proving it to you weekly that Christianity is the true enemy of this government. They're not, these politicians and elitists are not trying to censor Muslims. No, they embrace it. They're not trying to censor atheists. They embrace it. They're not trying to silence Buddhists. They completely ignore them. Or whatever ragtag amount of religions there are out there, the true enemy of the world are Christians. Because the world has been consumed by the serpent. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. And during these times of crisis, America, we need to be hitting our knees more than ever, pleading to God to save those of us who will be saved, to always keep us in the right place at the right time, and never in the wrong place at the wrong time, as Steve Quayle affectionately says all the time. That God would keep his hand over us and our children. He would provide for us a safe dwelling place, a community to survive in. And I have been feeling the feeling, and many that I have spoken to even today are feeling the need to get out of the cities, get out of the suburbs, go to the hills, go to the countryside, climb up the mountains. We have a satanic government at this rate. And I don't mean that they're walking around with, you know, all sorts of satanic stuff that are, you know, wearing masks with Baphomet on it, as Antifa does. No, I'm talking about people who will willfully sacrifice children upon the altars of science, upon the altars of Baal. I'm talking about people who will willfully go to the groves and plead to their dark gods. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper. And that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it. Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
And welcome back. This is American Vindicta. I'm getting a little bit on my soapbox here, so I think I'll just stand on it for the next 10 minutes and speak to you from the heart. The elite do not set fire to the world just to rule the ashes. The ignorant and the petty wish to be anarchist kings. No. The elite seek something transcendent. They seek a new frontier of control. They perform ceremonies and sacrifices in dark places, in secret societies, in order to bring forth their dark gods and their demon princes. These elites, these New World Orderists, these would-be tyrants and rulers of the world and of you, they bring forth something that really only the Bible speaks about, to the extent that Revelation, that was wrote by John the Revelator, needs to be read by every American. You need to start it today if you haven't yet. These people prepare the way for the false prophet, for the Antichrist, for his armies. Now, once you get past Revelation 6, we're going to be getting into seals being broken. We're going to be getting into trumpets being blown. And there are a lot of horrific tragedies and judgments that will happen upon the world. Not just America. The world will see this. The world will feel it. The world will witness it and will talk about it. I pray you be in the right place in your heart before these times come. Because many of the men in this world, their hearts will fail because of what is going to come upon the earth. Stephen King could not write a book that will describe to you the horrors that the Antichrist army will bring to you. You will not be able to buy, sell, or trade lest you have the mark. But even during all this time, God is still going to be stretching his hand out, pleading for those to turn to him. Friends, I would like for you to put one extra thing in your go bag. Well, let's go ahead and make it two. I would like for you to put a Bible in your go bag. Keep one for yourself. Keep another for whatever brother or sister you meet on the road who may need that encouragement, who might have left theirs, or is now introduced to the Savior. During 2022, I'm sure we are going to hear about wars and rumors of wars. We are going to experience pestilence and famines and divisions amongst our people and amongst our homes. But Jesus, our King, our Lord, overcame it all. And we have to keep that in our hearts as that message of hope. He has already won the long war. But Satan still walks around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may be devoured. America, I have a message for you. Don't be a sheep. The lions don't come to feast upon the wolves and the bears. They come for the sheep. Now, we are all sheep led by the great shepherd Jesus. But that's within our hearts. You don't physically have to be a sheep. Stand up for yourself this year. Be better prepared this year. Not just with your physicality, not just with your money, but be prepared spiritually. If you let it, this world will devour you. And the only real flame within that dark, dark night that is coming is going to be we Christians. Eventually, America, we are going to be given a choice to be Americans or Christians. And they're going to say, you follow Christ, but what about your country? Well, I guess you could say at the end of the day, I follow Christ. My country, my government, has more than willingly shown me what side they're on. In 2022, America, make sure you're on the right side. My name's Doug Thornton. This is American. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.